Saita Peg Zayin Mishne Gimel. We continue the list of Elu Nemorim Beloshna Kodesh, Leumas, the Elu Nemorim Becholoshna Mishne Aleph. Mikra Bikurim, Ketzad. Mikra Bikurim is from the Psukim of Bikurim, are from the Dinim that have to be said in Loshna Kodesh Dafka, the Psukim in Pashas Kisove. Vionisa Vamat Lefnei Hashem Lekecho, that's Seder HaPsukim. In the same Pashas Kisovoy, the Pasha right after the Bikurim. Interesting, Pashas Kisovoy is after Pashas Kisetze. Pashas Kisetze is one mitzvah after another. Mikol Chalkei HaTorah. Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Zikin, Kochim, Tais, everything is there. You get to Pashas Kisovoy, it's Pashas Bikurim with Vidu Maisvis, and then the rest of the Pasha is first the Pasha, the Brochus and Kolos and Hagrizim and Harevel. And then there's the whole arichus of the Teichcho. So the beginning of the parasha is sounds even more epis shayich the parasha's kiseitze. But vinishvi, you have the beginning of the parasha, then the next parasha is the parasha of Hagrizim and Harevel. Ulahalon, huayme v'onu alavim v'omru. Ma'aniyo hamur alahalon, the same way the v'onu v'omru by Hagrizim and Harevel was beloshna kodesh. Avkan Beloshna Kodesh, the Mikra of Bikurim, also has to be said in the original Loshen. The Mishnah doesn't say, how do you know that the Aniya, the Amira of the Levim on Hagrizim and Harevel has to be also Beloshna Kodesh. That the Gemara learns out separately. It says over there, V'amru Koil Rom. Koil Rom means a Bazundere Koil. That expression can only be in Loshna Kodesh. The Gemara brings that on that it says, Moshe Yidabe V'alikim Yanenu B'Koil. The Matan Torah. Matan Torah was in Loshon HaKodesh. Loshon HaKodesh is the language of Torah Shebichsav. All expression in any other language could only be an expression of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is why Sefer Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvorim, at the beginning of the Sefer, it says that Moshe was Mevayer Be'eres HaTorah Azois. Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Azois. And Chazal say he was Mazbe B'Shivim Loshen, because the Mefarshim point out that Sefer Devarim, even though it's part of Torah Shebichsav, it's part of Chamisha Chumshe Torah, but it has an element of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Goyin, the Maral, others explain that the Bechina is Moshe Rabbeinu as the teacher of Klal Yisrael giving over Torah, as opposed to Moshe just being a conduit for the Dvar Hashem, what's called B'Loshen Chazal, Shechinim and Daberes Mitar Groinoi. So the Sefer Devarim is Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why it's Bechol Loshoin. Since over here, by Hagrizim and Harevel, the Torah says, Bekoil, Bekoil Rom, so that means that it has to be an echo of the original Koil Maimon HaSinai, which is pure Torah Shebichsav, and there it had to be Beloshna Kodesh. So the same is true by the Brochus and Klolos. Mele, we learn out with the Gzer Shavit to Mikra Bikur. Mishneh Dalet, Chalitzo Ketzat. Here already, the Gzei Shav is not as stark, because it's not two dinim that are mevu'orim in the same parasha and parasha Kisove, like we pointed out, Mikur Bikurim and Ve'onisa V'amarta by the Levim. Over here we have Parshas Chalitza, which is in Parshas Kiseitze, and over there it says Ve'onso V'amro. Later on, the next parasha, there's another din where it says Ve'onu Alevim V'amro. So we're learning out the Gzei Shav that anytime it says Aniyo V'amiro, Ma'aniyo hamuru lahalam beloshna kodesh, afkan beloshna kodesh, Rabbi Yehuda oime v'onso v'omro kocho at shetem beloshna zeh. He has a different makor. The Torah says kocho. This is the way it is. Like kocho yosa lish. This din kocho, that it's ma'ak of the seder advarim, is very important in Pashas Chalitza. Because the Gemara says that the Tanakama, the Darshan's v'onisa v'omro, uses the word kocho azoy darv zayin liikuvo on the meisim of the Seder Chalitza. Seder Chalitza is as follows. There's the Chalitza Sanal taking off, the Yevomo taking off the Yevom shoe. She v'onsa v'yorko b'fonim, she has to spit in front of him. And then there's the reading of the parasha. The word kocho tells us that every detail of the parasha is liikuvo. Nothing is just there as the chelik of the mitzvah. Every single part of it is ma'akiv. Actually, we just said three things, the Chalitza and the Rikiko and the Amira. So the Gemara in Yevamos in the 12th Perek does dash another pasuk that the Amira of the Psukim is not Ma'akiv. When we say kocho, that's ma'akev, we're talking about the chalitza nal and the rekiko. And that, there might be a mokum to say, kochos, and then l'chari, what that means is, Rabbi Yehuda that's learning out this din va'ansav amra kochat shtem beloshna zeh, doesn't have that. Actually, the Gemara says that you can learn out both, it's an extra word, therefore you can learn out the din in the seder chalitza l'vidyeved, that everything is ma'akev v'dyeved, as well as the din that it has to be said kocho in this loshna va'ansav amra, in loshna kodesh.